Bros. Good, but different.
Maddie, Meg and Crevo.
To wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Meg.
You know what? I'm not.
You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
New FM, the Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's a short week, which means it's a pretend Friday
time. Hooray! Pretend Friday, my favourite type of day of the week.
Your second favourite type of Friday?
Real Friday's
real
the best.
Real Friday's better, but pretend Friday, we'll take it.
It is really good.
How good. Oh, my God. My sister got COVID yesterday.
Yeah,
oh,
poor bugger.
You guys off air. She's so sick. She's only 25.
Yeah.
But she's in a really bad situation. She's not well.
Jeez.
Do you know what's amazing? She's been in contact with me all night, and she was like, she wanted to go to hospital last night, but she called, and they just discourage going until you're at that absolute breaking point. So when old mate Domicron gets on and says, oh, you know,
there's only this many,
it's really bad. Like, she needs some assistance.
Yeah. There's heaps of people who probably should be in hospital at home.
Yeah, who are
by the sounds of it
trying to deal with it themselves, but
it's like, man, if you, I said to her, I said, call an ambulance. If you get to the point where you are really sick, call them.
Yeah, because it's a lung thing for her, right?
Yeah, well, she vapes.
Right.
And this is a warning to so many people out there. Like, she sucks on that vape all day, every day.
Yeah.
And her lungs are absolute rat shit from it. Mm. And then, obviously, something like this happens.
Yeah.
It's really crappy.
Puts her at risk, a high risk. So, look, hopefully she's taking care of herself, and hopefully that, yeah, if she needs that, the hospital, it's there for us.
They do say the first couple of days are the really rough ones. So hopefully it calms down for her a little bit. But thinking of her.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Your family and everything.
Yeah. Thanks, man. But yeah, moving on. It is a short week. Let's end on
a positive
note.
Yeah.
Jess, good morning. How are you today?
Morning. Good. Yay for short weeks.
I know. Any plans for tomorrow?
No.
Just relaxing, sleeping in.
Basically, yeah.
Very good. Jackson, hello.
Yo, what's up? Sorry, I'm eating at the moment.
What are you eating?
Yeah.
Now, there's a rare occurrence. Jackson never eats.
I was going to say.
I'm eating ancient grain twists. They're very good.
Oh, never heard of those in my life.
I'm already Googling that because that sounds interesting.
They're very nice.
Lunch packed by your husband, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
What else is in your lunchbox, just quickly?
I have a salad today. I have a couple of eggs. Some muesli bars.
Healthy.
Ancient grain twists. I'm into it. I know what they are.
Do you know what? He got home last night at 1 o'clock, rolled in the door, and I just heard him roll in. He got out, you better make my lunch. And he did.
I love that your lunchbox has never evolved since primary school.
I know.
Is there a popper in there?
Oh, my God, there is. I was just about to say there's a frozen popper in there.
What flavour, though? What flavour is the popper?
Tropical.
Tropical. Oh, yeah, my God. That's even more primary school than I thought.
Oh, extraordinary.
Hey, lads versus lasses.
Yes.
Is up next.
The lads sitting on 4, the lasses on 7. It is Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. We have a $50 fuel card up for grabs today as well. Perfect for a little Australia Day road trip if you're going on one tomorrow. We need one guy, one gal right now.
The Novos.
Lads versus lasses.
Yeah, we are still chasing a lass on 13, 10 and 9. We are ahead at the moment on 7. The lads are on 4, but we can make it 8 before we go away for Australia Day.
Oh, that would be right.
13, 10 and 9, if you want to play, we have a $50 fuel card up for grabs, which is an amazing prize. I drove past, I think fuel was like $1.90.
Oh.
A litre at the moment, that would come in handy for sure.
Craig, were you saying yesterday you went to Sydney and were paying, what, $2.12?
Well, there was premium. I didn't buy the premium, but I saw it was $2.09.
Oh.
That's expensive.
Yeah.
That's really bad.
That's the time when you only put $10 in to hopefully find it cheaper elsewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you're straight on the app.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
trying
absolutely
to find cheaper fuel.
Hey, let's meet our lad playing for the fuel today. His name is Ben from Macquarie Hills. He's a chippy. He has 5 days off today, and it will be full of surfing and camping. Oh. His favourite school food was a ham salad Senga from the canteen, and spends about $200 a week on fuel. Benny, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Going well, my friend, mate. 5 days of bliss. Where are you going? You just sticking around at home?
Yeah, I got a mate's property up near Morpeth, and then I'll be just sticking around home and surfing Newey and all that.
Nice. Beautiful. One,
what do you guys do on the property at Morpeth? Say it's like, you know, 10 o'clock tomorrow night. Are you all around like a campfire or something?
I don't know about fire, but I'll be sinking a lot of tins.
Yeah, right. Sinking tins.
I love it. Here we go, man. Question number one for you. Which company makes Nice and Easy hair dye?
Nice and Easy hair dye. Maybelline?
No, good guess. It's Clairol. Question number two. What reality show did Jessica Simpson appear on with then-husband Nick Lachey? We're talking early 2000s.
Yeah, I remember it because she's hot.
Yeah.
Was it like a real-life show?
Yeah, reality show. Oh, man, you're killing me, brother. Newlyweds. Remember they just got married? Yeah, they didn't last too long.
He wasn't concentrating on the name of the show.
I reckon you're gonna know this one, Ben. What is the brand Burley known for making?
Say that again, sorry?
What is the brand Burley, B-E-R-L-I-E, known for making?
That is probably a chick question, but it sounds like fishing.
It sure
bras
does.
And undies, Benny. No good. Hold the line, man.
It's possible you can still win. All right, it's time to meet Akira. She's from Curry Curry. Service advisor, loves Harry Potter and hates sardines. Oh, that's a good thing, a good way to live. Says her dream is a farm life, but says she could not go on Farmer Wants a Wife because she's already locked down. Hey, Akira.
Morning.
Morning indeed. Did you ever think, maybe this guy's not the one, I'll trade him in for a farmer?
Nah, not this one. I got a good one.
Oh, okay. Well, don't let that go. Maybe you guys can just retire at a property or something.
That's the plan.
Oh, very good. Very good. Already organised.
Psychic creeper.
No, I know. Let's get into your questions. Number one. Yep. Sid Chrome is a brand of what?
They do tools.
That is correct. Jeez. You're a winner. Easy as that.
Well done, Kira. Oh,
lasses win again.
$50 in fuel. All yours.
Is that double your score? Something like that?
No
one likes a boaster.
Meg.
Why wouldn't I be cocky when we're doubling your score this early in?
Good job, Kira.
Well done.
Free fuel coming at you. Thank you.
Very good.
This is where it starts.
I know. We can't let this happen anymore.
Anyway.
You sound so defeated.
Show, I want to talk about one of Australia's most beloved soapy characters, Toadie from Neighbours. He was actually recently voted the most popular soap character of all time in Australia.
That's surprising.
Of all time.
I thought it'd be Alf Stewart.
You would think that. But so, no, Toadie pipped him to the post.
Wow.
Do you have the massive mullet?
Yeah, the big curly hair back in the 90s.
Yeah.
He's had some shocker storylines. He's lost, I think, 3 wives on the show.
Mm. God.
One came back, I think.
No, but she didn't come. Oh, no, she did.
Yeah, D.
She survived. D.
Yeah.
Yeah, some pretty crazy storylines there. Now he's with some old bird who's like 25 years older than him.
Really? Whatever he says.
Anyway, there was a story out yesterday that got my attention. The actor, because, you know, he does have a real name, is not...
It's not Toadie?
Calling himself Toadie. Ryan Maloney has listed his 4-bedroom Mornington Peninsula home for an unbelievable amount of money. Toadie is loaded. I want to tell you more details in a minute, but, I mean, who knew?
You see that curly hair mullet back in the day, you wouldn't think that guy's low-key rich, would you?
Like, he is real rich. I can't believe this. We've just had a great chat about soap storylines off the air, but I wanted to talk about Toadie from Neighbours, a.k.a. Ryan Maloney. That's his name, if you don't know, but we'll call him Toadie for Toadie. The sake of this story. Story got my attention yesterday, because when I look at Toadie, right, you think, low-rent Aussie actor. You know, probably struggling. Like, not that rich.
Well, Neighbours is on 10 Peach now. It's not even on Channel 10.
There was a long time, though, where it was like a very high rating show.
Yeah.
Right?
So UK audience is huge.
During that time, you would think he'd be able to negotiate a decent pay.
Yeah, but still, wait until you hear this. Neighbours legend Ryan Maloney and his wife Alison have listed their luxurious Mornington Peninsula estate with a price guide of $8 million.
Oh, he has done all right for himself. I mean, that is a nice part of the world, but it's still an expensive house for like a middle sort of actor,
that's
right?
That's Hollywood house money.
Yeah.
It is big money.
Now, the property, 10.7 acres, features a swimming pool, gym, half-sized basketball court. Wouldn't you just go the full size?
You've got 10 acres. Surely you can splash out a bit more concrete.
A barn, riding arena, and stables.
Is he a big horse rider, is he?
He must be. He must be.
Has he got kids? Surely.
He's flowing, yeah, he's flowing curly hair, like waving in the wind as he rides his stallion down the Mornington Peninsula.
I've got the realestate.com.au ad here.
Brilliant.
It says, the combined lounge and kitchen area features an outpouring of natural light from the full-length windows. Sliding glass doors lead out to the pool and fire pit area with built-in seating, making it ideal for entertaining guests. This house would suit a person with many horses.
Do you have many horses and $10 million?
It is incredible. It
nice
just
place.
Looks like a big rolling estate. Like if you know when you drive out to the valley and you see those beautiful properties, just hills, lakes. Think of the best one you've seen and this is 10 times better.
Wow, he's absolutely loaded. What are some of the big stars doing then?
Yeah, he must be like, for an $8 million property, but then again, when did he buy it? He might have bought it when it was only
2015.
$4 million.
Oh, that's pretty recent, yeah.
Yeah.
You can ride straight out from the property down to Balnarring Beach, where you are allowed to ride on the beach. So he lives on a horse beach.
He bloody loves horses. Who knew?
I honestly can't believe he is so loaded.
Now, I'm curious as to whether he's selling this because he's broke or he's upgrading. Like, I want to know. I want to know the situation.
The pandemic, the show's getting less popular. Maybe he wants to make a couple of mil.
Yeah. Make a bit of extra money just to like just save it away. Yeah, exactly.
It's amazing. Like, I'd hate living on a property like this.
Why?
I'd
take it for free.
That's just, farm life's not for me.
You're an apartment guy. Jungle.
If there's someone there to take care of it for you, you might live there.
No, there's that too.
You know.
Well, that's expensive in itself.
Isn't that interesting?
Tody can afford it. He's a lawyer or neighbour, surely.
I'm just having a look at some of the pictures online. There's a picture of the kitchen.
Oh,
beautiful, sprawling breakfast bench with a timber front. But he's got the $20 Kmart stools.
Does he have the Kmart plates as well?
Super chic. Are you guys ashamed of buying Kmart?
No.
For
the house?
No, it's fine.
Are you, Jackson, you would never, would you?
Well, I stepped foot in a Kmart the other day and then I went in there with intentions to buy something and I left.
Your vibe?
Not my vibe.
Not your vibe.
I mean, the stools are nice, but yeah.
You can tell they're Kmart.
You splash out for a bit better stool for the real estate.
In the middle of Kmart.
Yes, definitely. You have. Absolutely.
Definitely.
$29 store at all.
Yeah, the wrought iron black
bases, yeah,
the timber top. Oh, there you go, Toadie, super rich.
Who knew?
The Novos,
good but different. Maddie, Megan, Crevo to wake you up. New FM, the Novos across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on. Now.
Meg, something I noticed last night was that you put on Facebook your bed base up for sale, which means you relented.
I did.
Because you were saying, I'm just going to let Josh do it. I refuse to do it.
Well,
I'm making a stand, guys. I'm making a stand.
We even did a whole segment on it.
Yeah, I know. Well, the thing was, a photo came up in like my memory thing on my phone, and it was from 2.5 months ago. And the base is in the background, so it's been sitting there for 2.5. I couldn't help it. It's driving me insane.
Now, you say this, and then an interesting thing happened last night because...
You're giving it away for free.
I just need it out of my house.
You've got to get rid of this thing, right? You'll do anything to get rid of it.
Yeah.
I walk down to Mayfield Park, and for the first time ever, I see throwing out a bed base leaning up against the fence... Megsy Sparkles. Meg.
Yeah.
Is that your bed base?
Do you think I could get a bed base in the back of my hatchback?
I don't know what you've done, but did you dump a bed base at Mayfield Park?
I did not. I swear.
Because that is the park I like to walk the dog, and it now looks ugly because it's got a bed base leaning up against the fence.
I swear on my shoes. You don't know how much I love those. Well, that was not me.
Funnily enough, there was a new FM van pictured driving away from Mayfield Park.
And you know that I can't drive a van for dear life.
It was weird. It was swerving too.
Oh, my God.
All right. So not yours.
No, not mine.
Okay. But if you do want a queen size double base... Pick up from Honeysuckle. Meg wants to get rid of it today.
Get in touch with the station.
Yeah.
13109. Next, though, another reason.
Newcastle radio history.
Yeah, that's right. You can own a celebrity's bed base. Up next, though, what we are doing is What's My Age Again. This is our little team competition to see who's the best at guessing people's ages through the phone. So 13109, we need a couple of players. And of course, we're giving away at the moment our famous back to school packs. You could be getting one of those.
The Novos. New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos. What's my age again?
Yeah, there's so much competition around the team. I can't believe I'm winning at this point. It feels good to be a winner. I'm just basking in that at the moment.
Can I just ask one question?
Yeah.
Where did you come last year?
I don't even remember.
Was it last?
I think it might have been last.
But I think last year there were some issues with the questions and I got gypped a bunch of times. Mm. So I'm saying new year, new me.
Okay.
I live by that. Those types of mottos. You know I'm a big like...
You love a motto.
Yeah, I love them written on sort of canvases and hung around the house. Because there's nothing more inspirational than
on
those.
On a candle even.
Even better.
Yeah.
Inspirational quotes are my thing. You guys know that.
Yeah.
Let's get into some questions and meet a contestant.
Yeah, first up is Yvonne, is it? Hey, good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, going well. What's going on for your morning?
Oh, I'm just driving to work.
Nice one. What do you do for a living?
Retail.
Okay. All right, well, let's get into your questions. We've got a little, taste of your voice there. Question number one, what TV show did you watch last night?
I'm a celebrity, get me out of here.
Okay. Very popular, that.
All right, Meg? What is your favourite cereal?
Well, this morning I had Wheat Bix, but the Wheaty Bites.
Fancy Wheat Bix, Creeper, how old is it?
I think Yvonne is 37.
I think you are 47.
I'm going to go 42.
How old?
Well, I love you all. 58.
Oh, point for Maddie.
Yes.
Closest without going over. Have a great day, Yvonne.
Well done.
Good work.
All right, let's go to Kylie. Hello.
Hi, how you going?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm a good thing.
All right, let's get into your questions. Hey, do you own a proper pepper grinder or just one of the shakers?
Just a shaker.
Okay. Next question for you. What is your go-to alcoholic beverage?
Vodka double black.
Ooh, now this mixes things up. Okay,
Kylie,
I think you are 35.
I'm going to go 28.
I'm going to go 36.
I am 38.
Point for me.
Well done.
Boom. Thanks, Kylie. Close.
You have to get a point.
It's not looking good. No. All right, next it's time to meet Shane. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, good.
Oh, deep voice.
Very deep.
First question: what was your first mobile phone?
Nokia.
All right. Question number two for you, Shane. When did you last take a holiday, and where did you go?
3 years ago, to our house in Indonesia.
Overseas property owner.
I think I've got this.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to go 49.
I'm going to go 53.
I'm going to go 58. Shane, how old are you?
58.
Oh my God!
Look at that!
Woo! Wow!
Oh, geez, that was a good guess.
Yeah, Shane, you're living the life, mate. Yeah. Like, where in Indo is your house?
in Chilichup in Central Java.
Nice one, man.
Beautiful.
Is that down south?
It's exactly, really, it's where Nansambung Island, where Amorossi and that were Essie Theatre.
Oh. That's a bit full on.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Things take a dark turn. Guys, coming up next, we are checking in with Jackson for What's the Goss? Good morning.
Good morning. Paris Hilton's doing a bit of a lighter note one, talking about the kids that she wants. She's revealed how many, when it's going to happen. I'll play the audio. Also, too, I want to talk about Spider-Man because the money that this movie is making is blowing my mind.
The Novos.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
Go with the reason!
Coronavirus!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
What's the goss?
Yeah, we are checking in with producer Jackson. Spider-Man making bank right now.
Yeah, I'm really surprised at how much movies are making at the moment. And, like, all of my Instagram feed is just this Spider-Man movie. Have we all seen it?
No.
I have.
I think I have.
Is it worth it? I've never ever seen any of those sort of movies before.
Yeah, I mean, it's good.
Is this the one with Zendaya in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, it's like all three Spider-Man, though, from all of the different incarnations of the movie.
Right.
Reunited in this one movie. It's all that multiverse stuff.
See, I almost went and seen it for Zendaya because I like Euphoria. But I'm looking at how much this movie's making. It's just become one of the six biggest grossing films of all time. $721 million.
What?
Since its release date.
Hardly anyone's going to the movies at the moment.
That's what I mean. Like, it trips me out. It made $14 million over this weekend just gone.
So, Are you looking at the US figures?
That's just
figures?
In the US.
So, worldwide, I think it's like $1.5 billion. And
yeah.
It's now the fifth or sixth highest grossing movie of all time.
Yeah, followed by Scream, the new Scream with Courtney Cox.
Oh, God.
That's done $51.3 million. But who's going to the movies at the moment?
And it's just mysterious which movies are making the big cash.
Mm.
Like Courtney Cox being rolled out of the crematorium.
Like, I've made plans about seven times to go see House of Gucci, and I've cancelled every single time.
Well, that's flopped, I think.
Yeah.
See, like, I just think get rid of movie cinemas and bring it all to streaming. Sorry, but... Don't you reckon? Like, who goes to the movies anymore?
I don't know. There's something still good about it.
I hate it, going in and sitting with the grate unwashed. Ugh, it's so gross.
That's why you go to gold class. People not many like... people in there, and half the time they don't take the kids. It's great.
What do you mean, Jackson? As if. Like, the movies are so fun.
Yeah, there's something good about the movies. Yeah. I'm a fan.
I enjoyed it when I was, like, 16. But, like, now that I'm an adult, I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
God.
Maybe I'm, like, a movie Grinch.
Like, drag him to a movie cinema?
It's just so germy. Like, don't you find it germy?
No,
it's fine.
Take your own can of Glen 20, you'll be fine.
I think the last movie that I seen in a cinema was Paranormal Activity.
Oh,
that's how long back it's probably been.
That is a while.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I have a trick when I go to the movies now, because you do, like, movies like Spider-Man, like, they're open to all generations.
Mm.
There's always, like, a couple of teenagers on a date up to no good in the back, so I like to try and sit to the sides alone.
I just can't stand noise and distraction, and there's always crinkling packets, and there's people, who's that, this, that, whatever. If I ever go to the movies, I go by myself, but, oh, I'd rather just, like... Stay at home.
Would you change it for the drive-in, maybe?
I like the drive-in.
There you
I like
go.
The idea
There's
of the drive-in.
See, screw that.
I love the drive-in.
You're sitting in your car. At least you get a nice, comfortable seat.
Yeah, I don't know. Movies. I like them. I like
but
the
But I can
movies.
Take a blanket with me, and it's... Yeah, I like it.
Do you get out of the car? Do you take
no, no,
a blanket
No, no, I take a blanket.
Movies?
Well, normally when Josh and I go to the drive-in...
Oh, that's weird.
I take a blanket with me.
One
we
blanket,
go in winter,
is it?
We go in winter. So the drive-in's a bit cold, so you take a blanket with you.
Yeah, the drive-in's nicer. It's all self-contained as well.
Yeah.
You don't have to deal with...
Never leave your own car.
Take your tuna to the drive-in.
People go right out of their drive-ins. They sit in the back of their utes and they get their mattresses out and stuff like that. I like
mattress?
Yeah. Really cool.
See how much better that is than the movies? Imagine how people would look at you if you showed up with a mattress at the movies.
Well, I've got a base if you need it.
I'm sure it's...
It's a double base. Anyone needs a double base?
I'm sure it's happened. I'm sure at some point somebody's running along like a rolled up foam mattress.
I feel like at the... I went to a movie marathon as in like high school, and a couple of... Like, people had those kind of roll-up mattresses at the front.
What
down
movie
the front.
Marathon was it?
Oh, God, I can't remember. Hagra Greater Union.
The Matrix.
Sounds sad. Paris Hilton's opened up about her family and how she wants to extend it. She wants to have children.
I cannot wait. That is definitely one of my top priorities. I want probably two or three. I would want twins first, or I don't know. It's hard to say. Like, I always wish I had an older brother because I feel like if I did, they would protect me and things like that and just be in school. So maybe the boy first.
I don't think she's ever going to have children.
No. Well, she's got a lot of free time considering Cooking with Paris got cancelled.
Oh, it's a real shame.
She's real close to Demi Lovato.
I don't think she's close to Demi Lovato. Demi Lovato's in the headlines. Paris Hilton wants to get in the headlines. That's why she's close to Demi Lovato.
Demi sung at her wedding.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, Paris Hilton's got plenty of money. That's not the issue.
Not a lot of sense, though.
Yeah, well, that may be the issue. I'll just have twins first. Yeah, I don't think you have much control over that whole situation.
Paris will always have the platinum celebrity card for the rest of her life. She doesn't need to do anything.
Mm.
And she's doing real good at that.
No, she's the world's biggest female DJ, Crevo.
Yeah, she's no doubt.
Pay her the respect she deserves.
Also to that guy that leans down behind the desks and does it all.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That is a great video.
Plugs his iPod in.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought you liked Paris Hilton, Jackson.
I do like Paris Hilton, but I mean credit where credit's due and there's not much credit to be given here.
I like Paris Hilton. It's just funny to hear her chatting about stuff.
I still say this is one of the greatest pop gems of all time.
This is how hard it is to be Paris Hilton.
I disagree.
Yeah. That's hard.
Not hard. Job done.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
To wake you up.
With copy and paste back in the day. Did you guys know that?
I still wear those black skinnies that are way too tight.
My concern is these things normally get sold on infomercials at 2 o'clock in the morning. You should be in bed.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle.
And the mics are on. Now,
I don't even know how we got onto this topic after the show yesterday, but we were talking behind the scenes about my love for bingo. I know I'm 32, but I've loved bingo probably since I was like 18 or so. Absolutely love it. Going to the club, the pub, wherever has it on. Good time. You guys never played bingo before in your lives?
No. Never once.
I know I sound shocked about that, but I know I shouldn't, but I want to get into it next. Possibly setting up like a team bingo team and we all go to bingo.
Just for a night.
Just for one night.
Where did you used to go to bingo, man?
So I never went with mum. Mum went to the bingo hall in Boolaroo.
That was her only for her, yeah?
That was only for her. We weren't allowed to tag along. That was mum only. But like Toronto Workers Club, Club Macquarie, West, all that kind of stuff.
What do you get out of it?
Well, to be fair, the main reason I used to go to bingo was because we didn't have air conditioning. And a hot summer night, $5 to play, you're there for 3 or 4 hours, you could win a gift card. It's a good way to get into air conditioning.
Oh,
not going to lie.
As if that's why you went. You secretly bingo. How boring.
Yeah, but it's actually quite fun.
Is it?
Well, the anticipation of possibly winning something.
See, I don't mind drag queen bingo, but you're saying this like just regular old lady bingo.
Yeah. It's actually fun.
What's the average, we'll talk more about it in a minute, but what's the average age of people in there?
60 plus. I bring the average down by half. It's great.
Wow.
Well, you got some work.
I
want to
convince you guys next
to
come to bingo with me just once.
You got
just
some
once.
Work cut out for you,
okay.
Meg.
Big stretch this one, I think.
We'll try.
Try anything once, though, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The Novos.
I've made it my mission to drag you guys to a game of bingo with me. And when I say a game, I mean like 30 games all in a row in one night.
30 games?
It's like 30 games. They don't go for that long, like 1 or 2 minutes each.
Oh, okay.
Barely.
I was like, is this a year-long commitment?
No. This is just one night. See, I think you underestimate. It's actually quite fun.
Okay, so how long does a bingo session last?
Two and a half hours, roughly.
All right. Can you drink beer?
Oh, of course you can.
Okay, that's
good.
Yeah,
there's like normally you're playing bingo at a club or a pub, so there is beer aplenty. See, don't worry about that.
Like I was saying before, drag queen bingo, very fun. I'm all about that. But like, what, you seem to have an issue with drag queen bingo.
No, there's what only the certain amount of times a drag queen can joke about dropping balls before
Ally,
it becomes
darling, like, legs 11.
Yes. Look at my legs.
It's the same jokes every single time. At least no one talks. No one talks during bingo. You basically say eyes down. No one speaks for a good 2.5 minutes.
What if you do talk? Because I'm usually...
Oh, you would get shushed.
Really?
Shushed
like it, as if it's a library.
Yes. It's quite funny, actually.
See, I'm more into making noise for a lol.
Yeah. Well, maybe you can make some noise if you win. Like, the prizes are quite decent half the time, depending on where you go.
What's the most you've ever won?
$1,000.
And have you won?
I did have to split that, though, with a friend I went with.
Have you won $1,000 more than once?
No. I did $500 a couple of times, though.
So it is possible.
It is possible to win a decent amount of money.
So is it kind of like you're sitting there in the hall?
Yeah.
No music. And there's a lot of this?
No, because it's dotting. You have the little dotter text star. You go bling, bling. The thing is, it's all fancy now. They use tablets. And you can play multiple games at once and you just press it on a tablet.
So
they've made it very high tech for good old bingo.
I'm already thinking, Meg, Crevo, of like the sounds that I'll queue up to play on my phone.
Brilliant.
All the oldies are deep in thought.
Just to,
in game,
to distract play. Them, right?
A couple of queefs in there.
Yeah, get that going.
Burps.
Because you and I, we're used to all this noise around us.
Yeah.
This could be our competitive advantage. You firing Something. Off queefs left, right, and centre, and then and you and I like go ahead and win the $1,000.
Oh, my God. I could get like a queef soundboard.
Is it possible to get they surely couldn't kick someone out for, you know, passing wind, because everyone in there is like 100 years old and must be happening all the time.
You know what, if we go now, I'm gonna have to sit at a different table.
What kind of rules are in place there? Like, are there unwritten rules at a game of bingo, Meg?
Not really.
Like,
no.
we're
just
like,
be quiet.
So
essentially,
like, can you just sit anywhere you want?
Okay, so there has been an incident before where I rocked up, sat down, I got kicked out of my seat because I didn't reserve it.
You didn't reserve that.
You didn't even though you can't actually reserve a seat, I wasn't dealing with
the
wrath of the walking stick. I wasn't dealing with it, so I kind of left.
Doris?
I'm pretty sure it was either Doris or Dorothy.
You can guess, because that's every second person that's there's name.
But I think we should go at least once so you know what the experience is like.
All right.
Have you looked into where?
I haven't decided yet. I think a lot of places are on hold right now because of COVID. So once things pick back up, we're going to go to bingo together.
Excellent. Well, you figure it out.
I'll let us know the date.
And we'll do a bingo night.
Yeah.
A team bingo night.
Are you coming, Jackson?
Jackson's gone. He's like, sorry. I'll do the bingo thing and be quiet.
Bingo's not my thing.
No, it's a no.
Surely.
Hey, we'll go. Like, we'll try anything once.
Exactly. It's part of your, you know,
it's part of my history,
heritage,
if you will. Bingo across Newcastle.
You should make your own bingo night.
Yes.
That people can go to. Like, hit up one of the clubs or bars.
Oh, that'd be great.
Megzy Sparkle's Bingo Spectacular.
I could be a bingo caller for an hour. I always thought that job would be very stressful.
Bingo Queen.
Mm. What do? You just say 11. Just that's it. 10, 4, 6, done.
Yeah.
See, I could do it.
Well, maybe you can be my bingo caller then. I'll employ you.
Do we have the balls here, Crevo?
Yeah.
Just can you grab the
I want you to be my
machine.
Bingo caller, Crevo.
No. This is for you, Meg.
Oh,
this is your audition for any venues listening that would like a big radio star like Meg to host bingo.
Bingo.
All right, let's pretend we're playing.
They don't have... It's all on a digital board now, so this is
very old school.
You got to start at the bottom, right? You can't go straight to the big time digital.
No, okay.
All right, spin the balls so we can hear them.
Sorry.
There we go.
I haven't done this in ages.
Oh, I know.
All right, so first is... 10-1-0.
Bit of hesitation in there.
What's the nickname?
I don't know what it is for 10. 25-2-5.
Wow.
Staying alive. Come on, you got to do this.
This is why you need to do this.
Yeah, I would be heaps better at
See,
it.
See, no, you don't do this at a traditional
How much do you get? Like $500 for the night?
Well, to be fair, normally you're lucky to win a $25 call.
No, I'm talking about as a bingo caller. That's a quick way to make money.
Yeah, we'll go, Meg. We'll go.
It'll
we'll
be great.
I want to talk about big news here on the show. So, The Simpsons, you know how over the years there's like this weird cult underground following for the Simpsons and its ability to predict massive events in the future.
Yeah.
So they predicted the Donald Trump presidency. Mm-hmm. Remember him walking down the elevator on that very first day?
Yeah.
Did that. Well, there's a new big story out about The Simpsons. They've predicted something about 10 years ago that's come true today.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to hear about this.
You will not believe it. I'm starting to think we should be watching The Simpsons more often.
More closely.
Yeah.
For their future predictions.
Maybe lots of psychics, I reckon, watch The Simpsons and just grab, like, random scenarios from that. I'll tell you what they predicted next.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Good, but different.
Natty, Meg and Creamo.
To wake you up. Together. New FM, The Novos, across the Hunter and Newcastle, and the mics are on now.
So, it was a little while ago I was telling you guys about how I am concerned my grilling obsession, aka barbecuing with charcoal, is getting out of control.
It's only out of control because you're not inviting us over.
The paraphernalia, all the things I'm buying, different types of charcoal, multiple barbecues. I think it's too much. Yeah, I'm still into it. And now I saw this thing, and maybe my phone listened to me because it served me an ad to offer to see if I would be interested in becoming a barbecue judge for a day.
Ooh. Okay, so what kind of stuff are we judging?
Well, barbecued meats. And yeah. I think this might...
Yeah, obviously, but like...
They're eating salads, man.
Salad. Look, we'll talk more about it in a minute, but I think it also might be an opportunity for you, Maddie.
Oh, yeah.
Because it plays right into something that you like.
Free food.
Free food. We're going to talk more about it next. Maybe we could compete for a spot on this panel.
Okay, I'm into it.
The Novos.
So all this chat of grilling and barbecuing, I don't know where this interest/obsession has come from in the last, like, I don't know, a couple of months. So before that, I had just like a casual interest. Now, for some reason, I'm buying the paraphernalia, the bits and pieces, and all of the stuff involved in this hobby getting a little out of control for me, perhaps.
So, like we said to you the other day, when it starts affecting your relationship,
yep.
When you're spending more time next to the barbecue than in bed with your woman, and things are going downhill.
That's well.
It's not code red alert right now.
It's not yet, but
little
you've
lights
be,
just like
yeah, exactly out. Right.
Emmy's enjoying it. She's getting a good meal out of it.
Exactly so. At this point, but you know, it's a bit of a concern. So I don't know why, but the obsession continues, and I see advertised to me on Facebook. Do you want to be a barbecue judge for a day? 30 courses of brisket, chicken, pork ribs, steak and lamb. All you've got to do is be available on the 5th of February. I'm like, that's ages away. I probably am available.
You can make yourself available.
Exactly. And 30 courses of food. All you got to do is buy a ticket to the joint, to the thing.
Oh, so there's a catch.
Of course there's a catch. You got to buy a ticket to this like smoking meat festival or whatever it is. And then you can become a judge.
So nothing's really free.
Nothing in life is. But I thought perhaps maybe this is something I need to move into. I don't even know why, but I'm interested. And then I thought, Maddie, you love a free feed and a barbecue more than anyone I know.
30 courses is way too much for me.
I think it's like, probably just very minimal amounts.
Like a tiny bite of each one, yeah. Is it? And then you have to pick who's the best barbecue.
Oh.
Would it kind of be like degustation where they're very small
That's what
amounts.
I'm thinking. Yeah. Tiny plate, little drizzle of sauce around the outside in a circle. Maybe it's
it
like that.
I feel so sick after judging that. 30 different dishes. Imagine the contents of your stomach.
Oh. Every meat imaginable.
Off it. You can have it. It's interesting, Meg. Crevo does love his food.
Yeah. Mm.
He is a foodie through.
Bit of a foodie, yeah.
He always down at the Newcastle Farmers Markets.
Yeah. Were you bragged about what Emmy cooked for you last night?
That was very good. Oh.
He's always got a recommendation.
That's true. Never a freebie, though.
This is you. You wanting to live out your fantasy.
It is.
Of like being Matt Preston.
The barbecue version. Yeah,
have you been jealous of the MasterChef judges all these years?
No.
Their little hankies dabbing their mouth after they've just slobbered down a spaghetti bowl.
I'm jealous of their paycheck. There's no doubt about that. They make proper bank doing what they
do.
What
kind of judge would you be?
I think you got to go like harsh but fair. You know, you've got to, if somebody has burnt their barbecue to an absolute crisp and it's more charcoal than barbecue meat anymore, they're going to hear about it. You've got to say what you're really thinking. Otherwise, you're just a wet fish with no opinion.
But what if it's like an averagely cooked meal? Are you really going to slam them?
I'm not going to slam them. I'll just say this is a competition. You need to pick up your game if you want to play with the big boys and girls. That's. Do you reckon that'd work as
okay,
a judge,
Dicko?
I don't think I'm that harsh, but you got to say what you're really feeling.
So, rounding it out, are you going to do this?
I think I might apply.
Yeah.
See if I can become
you're
a judge.
Have it. I don't want to.
You don't want it.
This is your thing.
All right. Well, I'm
I don't want to take because knowing. I don't, first of all, I don't want to buy a ticket.
It's $45.
Yeah,
but for 30 courses.
Yeah, it's only $1.20 a course.
It's better than HelloFresh.
Yeah, it's a lot cheaper.
Let us know how you go. Apply today.
I'll throw my hat in the ring and see if I can and become a barbecue judge.
Can we do like a bogus application for like Pete Evans?
Oh. Paleo Pete.
He's changed his ways.
You'd have to send it in on a piece of paper, though, because he's anti-mobile phones and technology and stuff now, isn't he?
Yeah. Hey, Smash for Cash is up next. We have $1,000 up for grabs right before kind of a weekend to a degree. Mm-hmm. This is what it sounds like.
Yeah. Here it is.
In a minute?
20 seconds when the computer decides to work.
There it is.
One more time.
Now, the clue is you might find this in Grandma's pantry. If you want to guess, we're going to do Smash for Cash next 13:39.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for Cash.
I hit it 2 times.
Let's head into the public holiday the right way. $1,000 going straight to you, hopefully. All you got to do is work out what we've smashed with a hammer.
Yeah, here is the sound. Going to Jess from Rutherford. She's a driver, once had an earlobe reconstruction, and now her dad calls her Vinny. 9 piercings to cancel her wedding twice, and thankfully got married third time. Lucky. Congrats, Jess.
Yeah,
or should
thank
I
you
say
so much.
Vinny? Why does your dad call you Vinny?
For Van Gogh. Oh.
That's funny.
9 piercings, a lot of piercings. Can we run through them?
Yeah, top so I've to got bottom. 6 in my ears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've got my web under my tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've got 2 nostrils.
Ah.
Oh, cool.
Yes, yes.
Any more planned?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, what's next?
So more on my ears, absolutely.
Yeah.
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 Is that it? Is that all you're going to tell us?
Go for a septum. Love septum.
Everyone's got that.
Yeah, yeah.
You like the more unusual piercings.
Crevo, yes. What are you trying to imply here?
I don't know. I've never had any piercings.
Oh,
I don't really know
that.
Anything about it.
What was the most painful, Jess?
For me, probably when I had my lip done.
Yeah, the lip's always really painful. Oh,
yeah.
All right, let's win you some money, Jess. Get you some more piercings. What do you think the sound is?
I'm hoping it's a kitchen mixer.
No, sorry, Jess.
Good guess. Jess, appreciate it. Good luck with the rest of the piercings. Play again before 9 o'clock, worth $1,000, guys.
The Novos. The Novos. Good, but different.
Maddie, Megan, Crevo.
to wake you up.
We need to go to a place where we can dance on tables.
I was on the phone to you 2 minutes beforehand.
Propositioning you, Nick.
You know what? No, not.
You have to work every Saturday for the rest of your life.
Let's go. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter and Newcastle.
And the mics are on. Now.
So, obviously, it's sort of like Friday because we get a day off tomorrow, which is sweet. Everyone's excited, right? Australia Day, though, of course, one of the big debates that comes up, and a bit of a can of worms, but why not? Are we changing the date? What's going on with this? What do you guys think?
I was, like, actually thinking about this last night.
Mm.
I read a really interesting article yesterday, and, like, I think we should change it.
Yeah.
I think we should change it. Like, people are so protective of this day that is so hurtful to others in our community. And I'm like, you know what? It's just time. Change it.
It's not like it's been Australia Day on this date for hundreds of years or anything like that. It's like 1988, I think they said. Australia changed to January 26th.
A lot of people have cars older than that.
Yeah.
Like, that's the reality of it. What I think needs, this is my proposed solution. The last Friday in January, so everyone for all of eternity is guaranteed a long weekend forever.
And the date isn't hurting anyone.
Not hurting anyone. It's just the last Friday in January. And then we can all celebrate how good this country is. Mm.
There's a very small group of people out there that, obviously, you know, oppose changing it. I think they're a very loud, but still quite small sector of the community that want to keep it on the 26th. And I just think, you know what, all of us as a country need to move forward and actually make this right once and for all. It's just, you can't exclude one element of our society.
And our history.
And our history.
And it brings so much divide on a day that's meant to bring us together as well, which is really, you can't enjoy it the way you want to because you know what it means. You know what that date means.
That's so true. Hey, do we throw it out there and see if anyone wants to have a chat about this? 13:10:09. If you want to just join the discussion.
The Novos.
And we're doing a bit of a real talk here about the whole Australia Day thing. I think we sort of thought, oh, maybe we should avoid this because a bit of a can of worms. But I think these kinds of discussions are really important. It doesn't matter what your opinion is, but you've got to talk about it because that's the way that you can, you know, come to a consensus and solve things as a country. And I don't think anybody wants to take away from Australia having a national day to be proud of us as a country.
No, not at all.
There's no, I don't think anybody thinks that taking that away is the right thing to do. It just comes down to the particular date that's been chosen.
Yeah.
What I've noticed over the past couple of years, and it's within the last 5 years, is that there's been these advertisements about Australia Day and the tone is changing. It used to be very just, you know, there was no mention of anything that could be upsetting. And now there is this, I guess, a tone of, it should be a mix of celebration and like remembrance almost. And I feel as if that by keeping it on the same day that it is, you're never going to have it to be a fully celebratory day.
Yeah.
And I think the key to having it as a day where you fully celebrate the country is to put it on a day that's not offensive.
Well, as I said earlier, it just creates a lot of divide because everyone's on their side of the fence. A YouGov survey was done that found 56% of people were in favour of keeping the date of Australia Day as it is. But despite that result, it was also revealed that the younger generations are more likely to prefer celebrating the national holiday on a different date. So maybe this is just a generational change.
I challenge anybody out there listening at the moment that is dead set on keeping Australia Day on the 26th of January. What's your reasoning? Because in my mind, and, you know, I talk to my friends a lot about this, and, you know, like you just said, Meg, most of the people in our generation are for changing the date because we are a more inclusive generation, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I just think if this is so upsetting to these valued people in our community, how can we go forward knowing that? Like, we just can't ignore that this is so upsetting to such a large sector of the community.
That is a very good point. And there's no... It's not taking away from the historical events that happened on that day, and they should be remembered in their own way.
Absolutely.
But I think if we want a day that is about the celebrating everything great about this country, it needs to be on a different day.
Yeah, a day we can all celebrate.
Let's go to the phones. Elizabeth from Charlestown. Hey, how are you?
Hey, how you going, guys?
Yeah, going well. Thanks for calling up. What are your thoughts on this? Should we change the date of Australia Day?
Yeah, most definitely. I'm a proud Stimularoi woman myself.
Yep.
And there's a couple of facts I just want to have a bit of a chat about.
Yeah.
So, the argument is Captain Cook discovered Australia on this day, then it actually, wasn't. It was in April 1770. There was heaps, our nation and our people were here for thousands upon thousands of years before Australia was discovered, and Australia was discovered in 1606. The other thing is, and I think you mentioned this before, is it's only been a national holiday since 1994.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was 88, sorry.
Mm. No, that's okay. So it can't, my opinion is it can't really be a national tradition when we've had traditions for 60,000 years of culture and history and connection, and this day signifies so much trauma within the First Nations community.
Can I ask you a question, Elizabeth? How does this day, every time it rolls around, because I imagine it's just so difficult seeing the parties, the sort of larrikinism attached to the whole thing. How does it make your family and friends feel? What kind of discussions are you having when this day rolls around every year?
Yeah, so a lot of the, my friends and family understand that, you know, this day marks the beginning of the disposition and the genocide and massacres and things for the First Nations people. And I guess the conversations is just about awareness and moving forward in a way that everyone can celebrate a day that doesn't represent those things.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I was sort of, in a way, alluding to before. And tell me if you agree with this. Perhaps that day should be its own kind of awareness and remembrance day. And then you
100%.
You have the celebratory day where everyone can have a party on a different day, because that's its own thing.
Yeah, 100%. This year's theme within Newcastle and around a few Indigenous nations in Australia and New South Wales is a day of mourning. So each year they have different themes that go along with our Survival or Invasion Day, as we prefer to call it, I guess, in respect for our people. So I definitely agree with that. I definitely agree that there should be a different day to celebrate what a wonderful nation we are together, because we are such a multicultural nation, but also still have the day that represents the massive historical culture and what happened when this country was, what's the right word here?
Yeah, we know what you're saying. Yeah.
We know what you mean. Yeah. It changed forever on that day.
Yeah, of course.
I think it's also about respect. It's just respect to your friends, your family, your colleagues. I think as a society, we need to show more of that, and we need to be able to talk more. I'm glad we did this, actually.
Yeah.
Elizabeth, thank you for calling up. It takes a lot of guts to get on the air and share your thoughts.
Really insightful as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Elizabeth.
Yeah, thank you for your time, guys. Thanks.
Nah, anytime. It is interesting. This has been bubbling away for so many years now. I think, so many different I guess, organisations and elements of society are moving towards changing the date.
Yeah.
I've noticed a lot of venues around town as well are just saying, we're not open tomorrow.
Yeah.
They're, you know, this is a day not for partying. This is a day for, you know, mourning, respect, as you said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It, I mean, obviously, it's tomorrow. It's not changing this year.
No.
But, hey, maybe next year. Or the year after.
Yeah.
But the discussion needs to happen, and it needs to happen now.
It needs to happen more, like, not just in the week leading up to Australia Day. That's when it happens. It needs to happen a little bit more throughout the year so we can get the ball rolling.
It's all about leadership, though. At the end of the day, you know, if we can sit here in our positions and talk about this, you know, once a year, like you said, the day before Australia Day, or, you know, our national leaders who we elect to lead the country should show some actual leadership on this and just make it happen, or at least at the very minimum, spend the money on getting some sort of, you know, system in place where we can actually vote or decide.
Like, yeah.
That's right. It's one of the areas that leaders can actually allow real democratic change, these kinds of decisions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make it a decision we get to make.
Look at the same-sex marriage debate.
That's right.
As much as it was, like, awful and hurtful and nasty, and whether or not you agree with the whole plebiscite method, those things can work. And, and sometimes you just have to have the really hard, awful discussions to get to point B.
That's right. And it was awful leading up to it, but now it's changed our country for the better forever.
Absolutely.
Yeah. There you go.
Kim, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
What's the reason?
Coronavirus!
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish.
Oh, Jackson, what's Daniel Craig gone and done?
So he's done an interview with his friend from Skyfall, and this isn't a very good friend. I hope you three in there are better than this, because the guys let him get... Who'd giggled then?
Me.
He's gotten through this interview. At the end of it, the guy that's interviewing has pointed out that he has something on his forehead.
Let me ask you, my friend, as last question. What happened to you here?
Where? That bashed my head?
Here.
But I just got sandwich on my head?
You have something here, red.
Have I done this whole interview? It's probably as part of a sandwich. I'm like, what do I have? You're right. I cut my head.
What is that?
They've sent me this wonderful ring flash, which I've set up, and I went like that, and it just fell on my head just before.
So he's been bleeding for a full 45 minutes, and no one alerted him to the fact until the final question. Now, this is like on camera and has to be released.
It's like when you see a friend and they've got like half a snot hanging out their nostrils, and you're looking at it, and you're like, do I tell them or not?
You have to tell people. Yeah. My
Straight
favorite
away.
Thing to do when I used to work in retail was telling people that they had their clothes inside out.
Oh.
When they didn't?
Oh, no, just when they did. It's so fun to point out.
The other one is
me.
Like,
you've got your shirt inside out.
You've got to tell people when their flies are undone as well.
Yeah.
I think that's like number one.
Essential. Essential. Yeah. Food in the teeth? What are your thoughts on that?
Always.
Yeah.
What if it's a date?
Yeah, 100%.
I think
you set a precedent on a date.
There's a moment for like some fun banter in there. Like,
right. It's an excuse.
Let me pick it out.
Okay. So y'all are much more polite. Like, you disgusting. Get your act together.
Get the spinach out of your teeth.
I think it is even worse in this particular instance because it's a mate of his,
and it's all filmed as well.
It's all filmed.
It has to be played out now, and everyone knows about it, so they'll be looking out for it now
as
well.
Good bit of press.
And just give the heads up next time. Anyway, JoJo Siwa, 365 days it's been since she came out as gay. Do you remember this when she wore the best gay cousin ever T-shirt?
No.
I think you did a story 12 months to the day.
Yeah. She said this last year has been the most loving year that she's ever received from people. She had this to say on stage as well.
And a lot of people said, you have a really young demographic. Aren't you scared of telling them that you're gay? And I said, I am definitely not afraid of telling my young demographic that loving everybody for who they are is exactly what you should do.
I love young people
That's so much positive energy. Yeah, it's such a good. Was she doing it in like an aquarium or something though? Like, what? It was a very strange place to do an announcement like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was a big arena show.
Right.
I'm just. I don't know why in my mind I just pictured an aquarium with a bunch of 3-year-olds sitting on the floor.
Or inside a water tank. That's the only other place that sounds exactly like that.
JoJo Siwa confuses me. Like, what is her act? I know she started off like entertaining children, but hasn't she grown out of that now? Like, what does she do?
But the Wiggles haven't grown out of entertaining that, so.
Well, that's true.
It's a little bit sad, to be honest.
I reckon.
If she's making bank, who cares?
I think there's nothing sad. Like, I understand it. There's a market for it, whatever. But I'm just going to be really honest. I think that children entertainers, that's the saddest bloody job in the world.
Oh, really?
I just think, God, you know what?
So you're not auditioning to be the next member of High Five?
No way. God, I would be depressed if I had to do that every day.
JoJo Siwa, though, is making big money, right? Mm.
She will be the next host of the rebooted version of Dance Moms. And she'll have her own dance studio, and she'll be super strict with all the kids.
Fleet of G-Wagons.
Yeah.
Living a certain Hollywood life.
That's the show she's from, yeah? Dance Moms?
Oh, no idea. Who knows?
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah, she was.
You gotta ask, like, someone with kids, I think. I just know she's famous.
The Novos.
The Novos. Good, but different. Maddie, Megan, Crevo. To wake you up. Together, we can go wherever. New FM. The Novos. Across the Hunter in Newcastle. And the mics are on. Now.
Straight after us, Jackson is in with 105 minutes commercial free.
Yo. I like this one.
I love Anne-Marie. I love her voice.
She's good, right? She's underrated.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I love Niall Horan.
Yeah, I bet you do.
You gave him so much crap the other day.
I know.
You're talking about Harry Styles.
Yeah, well, compared to Harry.
Oh, no
but
way.
Look,
I think I was the one that really laid in the boot, though. I think Maddie was pretty supportive of Niall, to be honest.
Would you... Is there any One Directioner that you're against in terms of, you know, if they were to become your lover?
Me?
Yeah. Would you say if any
Louis.
Of
Louis?
Louis, you'd say no.
Oh, I'd say yes, but if I had to, like, rank them.
Oh, okay. No, I'm just saying if there's any...
Who's saying no to any of them?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm just asking.
Who's that one that I always... I'm not even going to bother, but there's one that I always forget the name of. Did that
probably Louis.
Song
Louis.
Strip that down?
Oh, Liam Payne.
Oh, Liam Payne.
Yeah, he's the real dumb.
Who's yours, Nick?
The Least?
Yeah.
Oh, probably Harry.
Oh, what?
Yeah, anyway. Not interested.
Freedom,
not keen.
Fading around. Avicii is on the way as
very
well.
Good.
Coldplay, yeah. BTS as well.
Who says no to Harry
I'm
Styles?
I'm not saying no to Harry Styles, but as you said, if you're ranking them, he's last.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maddie's like actually about very, very shocked at the moment by that. Indeed. A bit
mind-blowing. He redeemed himself with the Power Pearls. I did like that look, but...
Yeah, see, I wasn't into that.
I liked it.
It was your least favourite bit of him.
It was your favourite group.
Favourite or least?
Thank you, Jackson. Appreciate that. We need to have an honest discussion here on the show up next because we have been receiving a lot of messages as of late about one artist in particular that we play a lot of here at New FM. It's Adele. Now, I think we can all agree that, you know, there was a period there that seems to be continuing on where we play Adele almost every hour here at New FM. Now, a lot of people out there are like, oh, can you please stop playing Adele? Now, this isn't what we usually should do because you have to support the music wherever you work at a radio station.
True.
There's like these scientist people that work in a lab working out which song is going to be played. They spend all their time tinkering.
I think the common consensus around the team here is that we agree with you. We want no more Adele playing here at the radio station. Like, it's done. I'm sick of hearing Easy on Me. I'm sick of hearing, oh, it's Adele, this is my new song. We're all over it.
Now, I don't think the boss is going to agree to just ditching Adele altogether. We need to have, like, a compromise.
Had an idea.
Yeah?
Right? I'm putting it out there. I want to advocate on behalf of us and you, the listener, to have an Adele-free day here at New FM.
I can get behind this. Absolutely.
I'm actually quite excited about this idea.
Okay, so just quickly around the team. Mm. So I know that I'm leading an army of supporters here.
Yeah.
Crevo, no more Adele.
Yes, sir.
Meg.
Delete it from
Jess,
the playlist.
From the newsroom.
I'll back your army.
You're backing us. Jackson.
Yeah, I'm backing it.
We want her gone.
Is this the anti-Adele army
no
that we're kind of launching?
Adele. We're sick of Adele. What we need is more troops to join our cause here. We're going to get our boss up on the line who decides to play Adele every hour.
Mm.
Yeah, he's behind it.
We're going to get him on the line. We'll keep him on hold. If you want an Adele-free day here at New FM, the lines are now open. 13 10 09. State your case. We're making this happen next, guys. It's got to happen.
The Novos.
And it's time for the people versus Adele.
Hello, it's Adele.
She sounded a little bit different there.
Yeah. Oh, she's very nasally sometimes.
Such a down-to-earth chick.
Yeah.
We've listened and we are acting. Mm. We've received your messages. We see you out there. No more Adele on New FM. We are advocating on your behalf for an Adele-free day here at New FM. Now, this is very unorthodox, guys, but we have to step in.
I think she's paid for a brand new mansion in Malibu, just off the royalties from this station.
Well, they keep... So, the messages keep coming in, and there's certain people who just can't give it up. Like, they just keep messaging, please, please, stop with the Adele. I love New FM, but it's too much Adele.
It's not just New FM. Every radio station in the country is flogging her at the moment.
Mm. Yeah.
In some cases, 3 songs on the air at the same time, in rotation. We get it. Adele's got a new album. It's time to give us all a much-needed break.
Yeah, we only want one day.
What we thought we'd do is the person in charge of the music is our boss, JT. We've got him on hold so he can hear everything that's happening right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
13 10 09, though, we are building an army to try and make this Adele-free day happen here at New FM. Get on the phones, call us up.
Keep calling.
Keep trying.
Keep calling.
This is direct to our boss, so we can possibly make this happen. Now, let's kick it off, guys, with our first caller.
Let's go to Wayne. Good morning. Good morning, Wayne.
No, Wayne is gone. He loves
Adele. He's the silent protest.
Yeah, that's right. The silent protest.
All right, let's go to Matt. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you keen for an Adele-free day?
Who's Adele?
Who's Adele? Okay. He's sick of so...
In all honesty, if people want to listen to her that bad, those selects you, you can go and download a song.
That's
exactly.
Don't put everyone else at risk. I say risk.
All right. Well, Matt.
It's one on our side.
Question for you. When Adele comes on the radio here on UFM, be honest, do you change the radio station? Yep. You do.
Yeah.
That's not what we want.
That's not what
we
want.
I'm sorry, but look.
It's just so annoying.
He's done, Matt. Right? Matt's done.
He's like, I'm lost for words.
I'll choose advertisements over it.
And now that is the shining indictment for the Adele-free day. Let's go to Gabby next. Hey, Gabby, how you doing?
Yeah, good. Yourself?
Really well. Now, obviously, you love New FM. You're listening. Thanks for listening. But would you like an Adele-free day?
I actually would. Much as I love Adele, like, I'm a huge Adele fan, a new song is just grinding me. I just can't listen to Go Easy on Me anymore. I can't take it.
You need a break, Gabby, is what you're saying.
Yes.
24 hours is all we ask for.
Okay.
It's a simple request from humble radio presenters.
Thank you very much, Gabby. That's another one for us. Back to Wayne now. Hey, Wayne.
Hello.
Hey, mate. Adele, got to go for a day. Agree or disagree?
Agree. I've had a gut full of her.
How does it make you feel?
You should play her at night time when no one can hear her. After midnight.
After midnight.
Hey?
Well, after midnight.
To the Hillsong people.
After midnight is technically going to be the next day, so you'd be sweet there.
Wayne, It doesn't matter. It's midnight. Everyone's asleep. Normal people.
Wayne, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I want you to tell me how you feel when you hear this.
Oh, for Christ's sake, stop the bloody kid. Enough's enough.
Does it make your blood boil?
Oh, enough's enough.
Enough's enough?
Oh,
yeah.
you have to stop. He's going to go nuts.
Yeah.
Going to lose it.
Don't torture him anymore. No. Please, please.
Another one. Mitchell. Hey, Mitch, how are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, going well, man. Adele, got to go.
Mate, she's got to go, like, every single time. It's like a mournful wedding song, to be honest.
A mournful wedding song. I've never heard it described like that, and I love it.
As you know, our boss is on the other line listening to this. Do you change the station when you hear Adele?
Absolutely do.
There you
every
go.
Time.
Turn there you go. In.
It's starting to affect people.
It is.
It is starting to affect people, and in a negative way, which means we need a day off. We just need one day off.
All right, let's go to one more. Teresa, good morning.
Hi, I could not believe you said that on the radio. I was so happy. Thank you.
So you want to join the like anti-Adele army, if you will?
Yes, please.
Yes.
I think you should do this every day.
You know what? I don't know if our boss will allow it every day, but 24 hours seems quite reasonable. Just to get a bit of a break, a bit of a reprieve.
There it is. A very small sample size of what the greater public are feeling.
They keep calling, though. Yeah. Look at this.
Insane. Let's go to our boss now. JT, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
How do you feel about what you just heard?
What's the go everyone picking on Adele?
It's just been too much oversaturation, and that is why we come to you humbly asking for a single day, a single Adele-free day. It's all we ask, sir.
I think that would be a very, very sad day, don't you?
No.
Given for everybody listening.
We're having people change the station, Jason.
Every time Adele comes on.
And you know how many times that is a day. That's not good.
Let's break it down. The one of the biggest selling albums of last year.
That means
beating
nothing.
Everyone else. One of the largest album sales since 2018, and Rate the Music, one of our biggest winners in years.
Okay.
People have already spoken.
Listen to me for a second, JT. Wayne, Matt. We've had Mitchell,
Teresa,
Gabby, in the last 5 minutes of all calls,
the
said
phones.
No more Adele. The phones are blowing up. Has to be. That's the best kind of research.
These guys need to rate the music. Tell us they don't want to hear it.
No.
This is live feedback on
this
air.
This is what we're asking for, JT. This Friday on UFM, Adele free. Can you meet us in the middle and give us all a much needed break? Friday.
What about those people who want to hear Adele on they
can,
Friday?
Well, they can listen on Spotify.
They can call.
We're losing more people.
Oh, my God. Instagram is blowing up.
We're losing more people because we're playing Adele. One day, JT. 24 hours.
That's all we ask.
Oh, this is a huge call.
Okay,
this
how about after the this show, we pop up call. A poll on our Instagram, UFM 105.3, and let the people decide if they want an Adele-free day.
I think so. People of Newcastle, Hunter, have your say. But if you want to hear Adele, also have your say.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, totally.
Absolutely.
We don't discourage that.
All right, we'll pop this poll up after the show then, yeah?
Yeah, let's
thanks,
do
JT.
It. And we'll see who wins.
Very okay. good. Thank you very much.
I'm
that
confident.
Means Adele-free Friday, possibly
yes.
this week.
It's in the works, guys.
Is it
let's
up
make
on
it happen.
Now?
I'm going to do it
yep,
in a minute.
Check
yep.
At the Novos _ vote and let's get Adele off the air this Friday, guys. Smash for Cash is up next.
Yeah, $1,000 could be all yours. All you need to do is figure out what this is. If you know what it is, 131009, get it right, the money's yours instantly.
The Novos have a big bag of money and a giant hammer.
Hit it!
Smash for Cash.
I hit it 2 times.
Yeah, that's right. Your chance at $1,000. Perfect going into a public holiday. Let's make someone's day and give this away. All you need to do is figure out what this sound is. All right, if you know what it is and you get it right on the air, the money is yours.
Yeah, New FM, what's your name?
Tony,
how are you?
Tony.
Yeah, good.
Are you supporting Adele Free Friday this week?
Yes, I am.
Thank you
yeah.
very much.
Yes.
Hashtag Adele Free Friday. Thank you.
What do you think the... Jackson's just sent through his little blurb, which he sends through when we chat to somebody. It says, Tony says, Adele is like a dog howling at the moon. Thank you. Hey, what do you think the sound is, Tony?
Well, Turtle stab in the dark, but is it a tea strainer?
No. Sorry, Tony.
Do you know what? When you said it there, I thought you were saying a turtle stabbed in the dark. I was like, I mean, creative. I don't think you'd find it in the pantry,
that
though.
That poor turtle, though.
I know, right?
Hey, Tony, thanks for playing. Back tomorrow, guys. 105 minutes commercial free is up next, though, with Jackson.
Yo. I got the beeps for you.
Nice.
Yes. A bit of this as well.
I love Natasha Bedingfield.
Yeah, she was good in the noughties, right?
Yeah.
Also
early 2000s. Too,
I don't want to disappoint, but it's not Friday yet.
Hey,
I do have her second song up.
Jackson,
if you're
what would happen if that song miraculously just went missing from the playlist?
Bad Felicia!
See, that's how soon we're playing it. I was going to play it before, and it's already playing again.
Yeah.
You can't, it's like a force. You can't battle with it.
Except on this Friday, maybe.
Running late. Gotta go. See you tomorrow.
See ya.
Guys.
Bye.